Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Show up filled up. Today is a big day. It is the launch of Carrie's new book. This is Carrie Oberbrunner, of course, and we are celebrating the release of a new book called Show Up Filled Up. If you have heard Carrie speak at all, if you've heard read anything that Carrie has put out, then you've probably heard the phrase Show Up Filled Up. It is a core value of Igniting Souls Publishing Agency. And so it is a big deal. It is a big message. And it's so exciting to have a book that focuses on this concept. Carrie, first of all, congratulations on the release of a new book. That's always exciting.
Hey, man, I'm wearing the shirt.
And you got the shirt. Carrie is showing up, filled up.
And listen, I'll tell people right out of the gate what they're going to get. Because, listen, this is my ninth book. Who cares, right? But what I really care about is creating value for the listeners. And, you know, they're spending their time today listening to this, you know, maybe because they like my bald head. Thank you very much, everybody. Mm-hmm. But truly, I believe, Mike, that this concept is one that has gotten me the results that I have today. And a lot of people say, oh, you're lucky, or man, you're at the right place at the right time, or how do you partner with these people? And I thought for a long time, Mike, that it was luck and chance from the outside. I thought, oh my gosh, why is that guy so lucky? Like, why is this woman with everything? But what I realized is there's actually a formula. There's a formula. And Zig Ziglar said this. He says, and I want to hear how many people have ever heard this before. You can have everything in life you want if you will just help other people get what they want. Did you ever hear that before, Mike?
You know, I don't think I've heard it put exactly that way. And it's interesting because it sounds like it could be a little self-serving, right? It's like, well, get what you want, dot, dot, dot. Now it is by serving. So I know you've said that this is kind of a dangerous formula. You said this is kind of you were a little bit reluctant to put this into a book and share it with people because it can be misused.
It can be. And by the way, Mike, it could just be me. But maybe you move back or I'll move forward.
My head is overtaking us. Here we go. I want you to have center stage here.
No. There we go. Now we're even. Now I'm not like that small and you're not that. So here's the thing, Mike. That's one of the most common personal growth quotes on planet Earth is Zig Ziglar's quote. And everybody I meet loves it, but nobody knows how to do it. I'm telling you, people do not know how to help other people get what they want. And here's why. Because people don't even know what they want. You see? And I'd love for people to weigh in. But my guess is if you go up to somebody and say, hey, what do you want? They're going to be like, what are you talking about? And so first of all, the skill is to understand or perceive what people want. And I'll tell you what, Mike, it's a superpower of mine. It really is. I can find out in seconds what people want. And let me just give some quick results, because I know people are like, whatever, what is this dude even talking about? You're my strategic assistant, so you can tell me if I'm making this stuff up.
I work in your inbox. I see people reach out to you all the time.
You do. So I read this book, Rocket Fuel, by Gino Wickman. I read this about a year and a half ago. And you know, he's now on my phone. He calls me. We've done business with him. We've collaborated. He's hired us. Like, in other words, a stranger who I read his book and was like, wow, that's a good book, now is a client. So that doesn't happen.
And I can't imagine how many people reach out to him asking for things. I mean, I have a finger on the pulse of how many people reach out to you, but I would imagine for him, he works with 100,000 businesses across the world, and all sorts of people would want his ear, would want his input, would want something from him.
Yes.
Yet you now are on this kind of inside track with him. And it's not just because, well, Carrie's lucky or Carrie's this or that. It's been an intentional lifestyle of showing up, filled up for you.
I mean, literally, if I could take you to the email that he sent a week ago, it was a response that said, Carrie, I think I have found my multiplier, the guy who's going to take his concept to the next level. And I'm not saying that because, like, I'm saying that because I did it wrong for years. In other words, I was the guy, Mike, who would go to networking events and have a stack of business cards and think that by passing out my business card, I was serving people or I was getting to be known. I mean, that's how I'll never forget. If you know what I'm talking about, folks, the Catalyst Conference. Have you ever heard of that? It's like for pastors and Catalyst.
I have heard of Catalyst.
Yeah. It's in Atlanta every year. I got invited. I went, but I knew someone who was like the insider, and he invited me to an inside party with all the influencers. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe what I did back then. But you know, I would just show up at the party and be like, hey, everybody, you know, hey, how you doing? What's your name? Here, you know, I'm an author of this book, and you know, let me know if I can help. Like, I'm just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe, you know, but zeal. I had zeal, Mike. I had passion, and that only gets you so far. But we're going to talk today. I mean, I just got to go through this stack super quick. Like Amy Schmidauer, now Amy Landino, same thing. Like, how did we become her publisher? How did, you know, I get a Carrie, thank you for bringing my book to life. Partnering with you was one of the most, what does she say? One of the most important moves of my career. Now she's with Gary Vee. I mean,
in fancy cursive too, nonetheless.
That's great. Fancy cursive, fancy. You know, even Zondervan, like, hey man, I wish I could be published by Zondervan someday or HarperCollins. You know, and then of course, Dan Miller, amazing guy, of whom, which I dedicated the book to him and Skip Pritchard. So folks, if you can tag Dan Miller and Skip Pritchard, you know, I don't know if you can see that, but
there you go. Yeah.
Thank you for showing up, filled up in my life. Super important guys. But I mean, these are the guys that I would like read their book, not even know them. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this book's amazing. Maybe someday I can meet the guy, you know? I mean, that's what I thought. And you know, of course, he's come to our conferences. He's spoken. We did the Escaping Shawshank event together. Got to go through a couple more of these really quick. But Jim Edwards, you know, a guy who's partnered with Russell Brunson. And, oh, man, I blew this deal. I blew this deal the first time.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh, Mike. And I share all this so people know, like, there's hope. If you've blown it before, there's hope. I'm proof. But I'll never forget, Dexter got me on the phone with him back, I don't know, 5 years ago. And he's like, Carrie, you got to talk to Jim. And I jump on the phone with Jim. And he says, yeah, I got this thing called Wizards. And it's like the push button solution for authors. And I mean, I didn't even connect. And I'm just like, yeah, well, I don't think that's for us, you know? Mm-hmm. And then like 2 years ago, I'm just kind of like, oh my gosh. And I went back and I apologized to the dude. But now you look and like we've published him, we've gone into business together with Author Wizards. I'll tell you this story in a second, Skip Pritchard. I'm going to save this one because this is like how in one lunch you can add value to somebody.
Wow.
I'm going to share that in a moment.
Excellent.
I said, hey, maybe we can launch this guy, bring his brand to the world. You know Justin, and Justin just connected me today to the COO of Top Golf. Like I keep serving Justin. And he's connecting me to all kinds of people all over the planet. You know, Jill, talk to us about Jill.
Yeah, your coach.
Yep. But, you know, heard of her and said, listen, I need her to teach us EOS. But I didn't say that. Like, that's the problem. people don't hide their needs. And that's part of the problem. Folks, you need to hide your needs. So that's a tip I'm going to give everybody.
I noticed that when you're talking about Jim Edwards and your response is, oh, I don't think that's for us. That kind of encapsulates that mentality shift that has to happen, right? When you go into a relationship thinking, well, what's in it for me? What's useful to me? Then you show up empty, right? Because Absolutely. You're looking to be filled up by somebody. But flip that. Now you're like, okay, you go into a relationship with a conversation with Jim Edwards, anybody, and you're like, okay, what's in it for them?
Yes.
And that's this fundamental shift of showing up filled up.
Yeah. Like, let's take the cup illustration, and I should have brought my cups with me. And look, I don't even have my own copy yet. This is still a proof copy because it's so fresh. But I'd love for people, by the way, to type in if they got the book. Deborah Brown posted on my Facebook wall last night that she had a glass of wine in the book all the way in Canada. So I guess they're shipping them out in Canada. But so many relationships, I would show up empty. As in, like, I need this other person. I need what they have to offer. I need their platform. I need their connections. I need their money. And that's where most people show up, is they show up empty. Okay. So they show up empty in relationships. And what happens is people feel it. People sense it. People, why? Because you're like everybody else. Everybody else out there is like, I want this celebrity's time. I want this person's connection. By the way, my daughter's going to be having a friend come over in a second. The doorbell is going to ring here. You watch.
Great.
Watch this. I'm telling you, I feel it.
Oh boy.
I feel it. I saw him walk by. Oh, it's a knock.
Perfect. Okay.
But anyway, we're going to go into the details, the 8 steps on how to make this happen. But yeah, you know, I had to come back to Jim and basically be like, actually repair the relationship. Like, hey, Jim, when you asked me, I was clueless. And I mean, I led with that. Like, I led with, dude, I'm sorry. And let me connect you. Let me hook you up. And so anyway, I got us somewhere. You let me know where we're going today, Mike.
Fantastic. All right. Well, we're going to have a great conversation. Michelle was saying, I love how Carrie's books are more like a tool belt than a recipe. I think, and so that's a great perspective on this idea of showing up filled up, a tool belt, tools that you can use to serve others, show up filled up.
Yeah. And the subtitle's edgy. Super edgy. I had people say, I don't like that. But it's how to get what you want out of people and life. Mm-hmm. And I get it. People are like, well, dang, that's really rude. But you know what? You already think it. Might as well say it. Like, even I'm going to go faith with you for a moment.
Sure.
You know, God says in the Bible, like, we love him because he first loved us. You know, I'm sorry, but like, we show up empty in our relationship with God, and that's the whole reason why there's grace. And that's the reason why salvation is a gift, because we don't come to the table all filled up with God. In fact, that's the one relationship that I'm going to encourage you. You can come up empty. In fact, you should come up empty. If you think you come filled up with God, then you're in trouble, because it says not by works, so that no one can boast. So that's the one relationship, Mike, that you can show up empty.
You show up empty, go to the source, get filled up, and now you're equipped to go pour out value into other people's lives and see what sort of opportunities are opened through that. Fantastic. All right, Carrie. So we've discussed a little bit about why you wrote the book, why you believe it's valuable for other people. Do you think we could get a little bit of a kind of an outline, a structure of what we can expect in this book?
Yeah.
So early on, we talk about that you mentioned that you didn't use the word smell, but people have a certain smell in a relationship, maybe literally. We're not talking literally, showing up filled up has a recognizable element to it.
Yeah, I say belief and unbelief. So I say unbelief and belief each have an odor and you can smell it. And so here's what I mean by that. Listen, the best thing I can do is break it down into case studies. Okay.
Great.
So Jill wanted to get her attention because I heard she was the best entrepreneur operating system implementer on planet Earth. So how do I get her attention? Okay. First of all, ooh, this is good. This is good. This is one of the steps here.
Here we go.
Let your reputation precede you. Okay. There's so much good here. This isn't even on page one. This is on page Roman numeral, whatever the heck that is.
All right. We're hopping around. We're hopping around the book today.
We are hopping around.
If you want it in order, you're going to have to get the book.
Yeah. So let your reputation precede you. Here's the point. In the past, I led with, I'm Carrie. I had to tell people who I was. Okay. I had to tell people. You want to get to the place where you don't have to tell people who you are. And what that means is they're like, oh, you're Mike Domini. I've heard about you. And here's how you get to be talked about. It's not that hard. You don't need a lot of money.
Like I should just be as loud as possible. If I want people to look at me and know me, I feel like I should be loud and in people's face so that everyone knows about me. But I'm guessing that's not where we're going.
I can work a room incredibly fast, and I have, by showing up filled up. And what I mean by that is that you try to outgive every relationship. So for example, why did Shannon Waller talk about me to Jill? Because I'll tell you why. I got to silence my phone. Because every time I interacted with Shannon, I gave. Okay. So for example, Shannon Waller, these are little tips, man. Anytime I'm the client and paying money for something, I act like the other person is my client. There's Shannon. Oh my gosh. Who did I just
there she watch? Is.
Oh my gosh. All right, listen, I got to talk about Shannon here. All right. So here's the point. Every time I interacted with Shannon, this is true. And now I feel really embarrassed because here she is.
Here she is.
But I'm a strategic coach client, which means I pay them a bunch of money and they're supposed to serve me. Okay. This is where most people operate. I'm the one who's paying money for the cashier. I'm the one who's paying money for the oil change. I'm the one who's paying money for the electric, you know, the furniture people.
Therefore, I should receive.
We get this whole perspective that is like, you serve me, which means you're showing up empty. When I was at Strategic Coach, the moment I showed up, and this is how I roll, me paying for the fee is just to get me in the door. Okay. So whenever, like, and it's not cheap, but it's worth it. Okay. So when I joined Strategic Coach, here's where most people, oh my gosh, this is good. Most people do this. How am I going to get back my return on my investment? I hear this all the time. People join our mastermind and they say, not many, but the people who don't last, they say, I just paid 10K or I just paid 5K or I just paid 15K. How am I going to get my ROI? Think about that. How am I going to get? And this is where they go. And they say, oh, Carrie, you didn't coach me perfectly. Oh, you know, you didn't have the handout right. Oh, you didn't, you know, and it's annoying. Okay. Where I roll, when I hop in Strategic Coaches, I say, you know what? Shannon Waller's in front of me and she's teaching gold. And you know what? She probably has an Instagram account. And you know what? What looks like serving her right now is to take a picture of her and to go on Instagram and say, I am learning gold from Shannon Waller. She's dropping value. Now, why would I do that? Because that's what I would want other people to do for me.
Like, that doesn't help you get your ticket money back, so to speak. You're just adding more value to the people who are adding value.
I'm saying this woman in front of me or Dan Sullivan or Christy Chambers, they're doing amazing and they're my mentors and they're my coaches and they've studied. And how can I show up and not brown nose, Brown nosing is that you are trying to manipulate. You're trying to get something. Show up, filled up. And here's where the motives is. The motives is she may never, ever even notice. And it doesn't matter. See, this is where your heart's going to be massively tested when you show up filled up. Because I see people who don't do it right. They're like, I just tweeted Carrie. Well, why isn't he, you know, writing my foreword now? Boom, heart revealed. End of story. Game over. Bad. But instead, I realized, you know what, strategic coach or whoever, when I used to be part of it, you know, other groups, I won't say all the names, but I would recognize, oh, here's what I do, Mike. You know how crazy it is to run a conference. Oh my gosh. So when I was at the EOS conference, I purposely walked into the staff room and went around and said, thank you, Julie, for serving at the EOS conference. I'm sure by now, day three, you're absolutely toast and you are sleep deprived. And I just want to come in and thank you. Now, listen, what did that take? Time. But here's what you do. When you appreciate someone, you raise their value. So think about
literally, that's what happens with a house appreciates in value, right? That's the increase of value, appreciating. Yes. When you appreciate someone else, you raise their value. That's great.
Yeah. And so when a house appreciates, it raises the value. In other words, you had to go in there and add a new kitchen or upgrade the doors. And now all of a sudden it has more value. Well, guess what? If you can walk around in life, folks, this is why you need to realize this. You don't need a bank account to do this. But when you appreciate other people, here's what people realize. Subconsciously, they say, I want that person around me. Why would you not want someone around you who raises your value?
You see, sure. Especially in a world where there's so many people trying to make these withdrawals. You mentioned a bank account and it reminds me of this idea of when you show up filled up and you add value, you deposit into this bank account, right? You keep making these deposits. And, you know, if the time does come where it's like, oh man, you know what? Maybe you do need a favor, but you know what? You can ask that because you have that relationship, you have that partnership, and you have quote unquote value in the bank that you can make that withdrawal if you need to.
You can make a withdrawal. And so back to the Jill example, cause I'm all over the place, but we're having fun. This is authentic. So check it out. I didn't ask Shannon to talk about me, but here's what happened. I tried to say, you know what, every time I interact with her or anyone else, see now there's this other times where people say, well, you're nice to the CEO, but you treat the janitor like crap. No. I'm talking everyone. Because here's the reality. Everyone, and sometimes even the janitor more, sometimes the janitor has more influence than the CEO. So I want people to realize you're not going around saying, who's the man here? Who's the woman? Who's the influencer? In fact, if you do that, you're just like everybody else. What I've done is I've said, who's the, you know, I'll tell you what I did recently. I didn't do this because of any other reason, but I sent Gino Jr. something recently. In other words, I sent Gino Jr. the unhackable pack. Why? Because nobody on planet Earth probably cares about the kid compared to his dad. In other words, I get it. Like my kids right now, right? My kids, I mean, everyone's talking to me. No one's talking to them. When you treat someone that, you know, your daughter, again, I'm just trying to give really practical analogies. When your daughter came to town, did I get her a smoothie?
You did.
I did because listen, she's there and she's helping dad. You know, like in other words, folks, you need to realize that. Okay, let your reputation precede you. So when Jill says, hey, my book's coming out, Shannon, but you know, I don't know, or even just my book's coming out, Shannon's like, you need to talk to Carrie. Why? Because Shannon knows that that's my superpower. Hmm. Okay. And the point is this, when I first emailed Jill, I didn't know her. And I just went to the contact form and I said, "Hey, Jill, you don't know me, but I've heard about you and I wonder if we can chat." And her team responded back and said, "Jill is 2 weeks out." They didn't say get in line, but you know, it's that type of thing where it's like, oh, she's 2 weeks out. Okay. Well, guess what? 12 hours later, I get an email from Jill that says, "Oh my gosh, can you talk tomorrow? I've heard about you." And again, let your reputation precede you. There's a quote that says, "Dig your well before you're thirsty." Folks, if you wait until you need something and then you want to draw from that when you need a favor, you have nothing. So all throughout my life, what I'm literally doing, you know, Wes, our buddy, our photocopy guy.
Yeah. Yeah. He's the guy at your church. He does a lot of printing for us.
Yeah. He's not even at my church. He's at my kid's school. And
oh yes, at the school.
Yeah. And what I realize is that Wes has a wife and Wes likes Olive Garden. And anytime Wes does a big project for me, I don't have to, but I go out and get him an Olive Garden gift card. Why? Because he's amazing. So who do you think is always there for me when I need it?
Wes. Oh, I know Wes will print anything on a dime for you.
Exactly. Like, in other words, I keep all the people in my life. Again, trust me, folks, I do not do this perfect at all. Like, I make mistakes all the time. But I want you to realize, like, this is my wheelhouse. And I have this Rolodex. In fact, I got to give a big shout out to Leia, who did the illustrations. But one of the illustrations in this book, Mike, is that millennials won't know what this is. You might know.
There you go.
Like, it's a Rolodex in my head of people's superpowers.
All right, if you've got a Rolodex, put it in the comments. We want to know how many Rolodexes are there on your desk right now. I want to hear.
So I know, let's go back to Jill. So Jill says, I'll totally meet with you. Like, yeah, like we don't have to wait 2 weeks. I'll meet with you tomorrow. So what do I do, Mike? Do I say, cool, Jill's meeting with me. That's cool. No, here's what I do. I go buy her audiobooks like the day before. Mm-hmm. I listen to them and I have in my phone a file that says notes. And every time I hear something about her book, I'm like, she should have a back ad. She should use that story. She should, in other words, it's all about how can I add value? How can I add value? How can I add? Then what I do, Mike, is I get up early the next morning. Like I'm talking like 4 a.m. Like you got to sacrifice sleep sometimes. And I create a slide deck on how I can help Jill achieve her goals with her publishing dreams. Now think about this. This was supposed to be a call where she gets on and tells me about EOS, where I might hire her. So people got to check this out. This is the switch. And I know in the audiobook, we talk about the furniture guy who came over, which, you know, we'll save that for the audiobook.
That's a good story.
That's a crazy good story. But anyway, so Jill jumps on and she's like, "Hey, Carrie, how can I help you out?" And I'm like, "Jill, I just listened to your books. They're fantastic." And she's like, "Oh, that's nice. Like, you know, like the normal, that's nice." And I'm like, "No, Jill, like, let's talk about the earning advantage. Like, why did you pick that title?" And again, people are not used to being coached. People are used to giving and serving. And so now all of a sudden, when you take on the coaching role, not in a weird way, but sometimes you even ask permission. In fact, that's one of the steps in the book. I say, ask permission. So I say, Jill, because if you don't ask for permission, you just sound weird. So I say, Jill, I know we're on this call to talk about some things, but do I have your permission to just ask you a few questions about your book? And she's like, yeah, I guess, go for it. Anyway, I take 30 minutes and I go through like line by line by line by line by line about how her book can be improved. And if she hung up the phone there, that I wouldn't care. Like, that's not bad.
Well, that's the difference, right? It's not just trying to, hey, I want Jill to be a client of mine. It's like, no. I'm going to coach her. I'm going to give her this value now. And I'm not going to expect anything from it. If so, great. But if not, this is hers. This is free.
Exactly. So then she says at about the 35 minute mark, she's like, this is crazy. She's like, we're supposed to be talking about you and you've just given me so much value. Like, what about you? And I said, Jill, I'm going to say something nuts. This is what I told her. In other words, I earned so much credibility and I knew I needed to go fast. And sometimes I don't go this fast, but I knew I needed to go fast. And I said, Jill, our company's in a situation. We need EOS. I read Rocket Fuel. I already know it's true. And we need to change the way we're running things. And she's like, do I have permission to coach you? And I'm like, bring it. And she says, are you ready for your business to grow up? Boom, like truth bomb, like searing truth. Anyway, she starts coaching me for about 5 minutes. And she's like, we're almost out of time. Where do you want to go from here? And I say, Jill, and this is a strategic coach concept. I say, I want to ask you if you want to create a free zone frontier. And she's like, whoa, what's that about? And I say, listen, I know this is nuts, but I'm just going to say it. I said, I'll be your publisher. I'll republish your 3 books because I know that they're not as good as they could be. And we'll take care of everything. And then I said, listen, you're cash confident. I'm cash confident. We don't need exchange money. And then you be my coach and you coach our company through EOS. And she's like, that sounds pretty cool. So I said, let's think about it. And that was one example of like hundreds that I could give about how I showed up, filled up, and it has turned into, now she's spoken on our stage. Now she's connected me to Gino Wickman. Now she sends other clients our way. Now I hook her up with clients. Like, that's just an example, Mike, of showing up, filled up.
It's just pouring the glass back into each other. You know, I'm filled out here. Please take this. Please take this. And having this relationship that just is mutually beneficial and adding value to the things that people value. Whether you mention, you know, adding value to someone's kid who may be overlooked, or adding value to someone's book that is like a baby to this person. You know, adding value to the things that people care about is showing up, filled up. Karma has a question here that I was wondering if you had some could advise on here. She's saying, there it is. How do you balance this? All right. I've been quote unquote yelled at for over giving and not asking for my worth in return for years. But if I have an idea that it will serve, why not give it if it's not doing me any good? What advice do you have for Karma here, who in her position, she's like, I feel like I'm giving and giving and giving and it almost may seem like devaluing her. What advice do you have for someone like that?
She needs step 8. In other words, this book, so this book's really small. We're going to talk about many here in a moment, but convert your credibility into currency. So Karma might be doing the first 7 steps, but she's failing to do step 8. And now let me tell you why people fail to do step 8. They're scared of rejection. I'm just telling you, they're scared of rejection. Listen, I wasn't scared about if Jill could have said, you're full of junk. I don't want to do a free zone frontier. Like, what the heck are you talking about? When you do the first 7 steps, what you develop is a massive level of rapport that can now be converted into currency, relational currency, social currency. But I'll tell you what, it will weed out all the people who don't have a good self-image. Because there are people that do get walked all over. There are people who don't charge what they're worth. There are people who never even make a dollar. Because honestly, they're showing up empty. Like, this is the little subtle lie that I want people to realize. Not charging what you're worth, not converting it into currency, you're showing up empty. And here's what I mean, Mike. If you never charge what you're worth, you can't reinvest your profit in helping serving more people.
You're limiting how much you can continue to serve.
Yeah, like, look, I got a ring light here. I got a MacBook Pro. I got Tanisha running comments that I pay her for. I got a tribe. You, like, I got StreamYard I got to pay for. Listen, folks, life costs money. And when you show up filled up, there is a time that I say to Dan Sullivan, hey, Dan, you know what? I love to help you out. And here's what it's going to cost you, you know, or it doesn't always have to cost money. It could be an exchange. But there's very few people who are confident enough to ask for the next step. I'd love to hear what people think about that.
Well, Karma is ready to read step 8. Her book is in the mail and it arrives June 4th. So she's ready to go.
All right. So we got 20 minutes left and this has been super fun. Let's talk about mini books for sure.
Yeah.
Let's also talk about the show up filled up one day, because this is
absolutely
a little nutty, but I said, let's give it a shot. And which one do you want to talk about first?
Well, I wanted to give you the opportunity. You put aside Skip Pritchard's book there for a minute.
Yeah.
I'll
hit this. So for years, Dan Sullivan said, you got to meet Skip. You got to meet Skip. You're in Lewis Center, Ohio. You got to meet Skip. He's in Dublin, Ohio. So finally I get to meet with him. Right. And I'm in a sling because I tore my rotator cuff and I just had surgery. So this was February, I don't know, like 2018, maybe 2017, something like that. And he's like, hey, Kerry, you know, and he takes me out to a really cool dinner. So it says, Kerry, my new kindred spirit, I am honored to know you. Okay. So like didn't even know that was in there. But here's the point. I'm sitting at dinner with him. And his book is about to release the next week. I don't know that, but he's telling, this is his first book he's ever written. So I'm sitting there with Skip at dinner and he's talking to me or at lunch. And I say, Skip, your book's coming out in a week. I said, listen, man, are you having a launch party? He's like, I don't even know what the launch party is. So I said, listen, man, I got you. I said, I totally got you. Let's get out your calendar right now and let's do a live stream launch party for you. In other words, Mike, this is really important. This is one of the steps. Okay. One of the steps is that you have to know your superpower or you have to know your strategic coach calls it unique ability. Okay. But one of the steps, step 7, is by becoming valuable, you become visible. So everybody's like, oh, I want to be seen. Oh, I want to be heard. Oh, I want people to know who I am. Listen, you don't become visible unless you become valuable.
And you have to know your value.
You have to know what you offer. You have to know what you bring to the table. You can't just be like, oh, I hate this. Don't ever say this, folks. I'm a jack of all trades. I'll tell you what, I'll run from you if you say that. Now you might say, well, Kerry, it's true. I'm really good at a lot of stuff. Okay. Tell me next time you have a toothache that you're going to walk into a town that you don't know. And on one sign, it says dentist. And on the other store across the street, it says taxidermy, grocery, massage, and dentistry. Which one are you going to go to?
Folks, you got to go to the specialist, right? You can't possibly do all those things well. That's the assumption.
Exactly. And so, you know, when I see Skip, I didn't say, hey, Skip, you know, let me tell you about me, man. I used to be a pastor and then I got my doctorate. Like, way too many people talk way too much about themselves because they show up empty. When I show up full, meaning I don't need anything from anyone. Now, I know that sounds really arrogant, but here's what it means. You do your work before you leave the house. So, Mike, you know me. I'm up early. I'm doing Bible. I'm doing journal. I'm doing exercise. You know, I'm doing, this is while the kids and Kelly are asleep. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to bed early as much as possible, not binging, so that I can show up filled up by doing the morning routine, so that when I meet Skip, I don't need anything from Skip. And people will say, oh my gosh, you've done so much. How can I serve you? And you say, you don't need to serve me. And by deferring the ask, you actually stack the deck. Givers know the secret weapon. Givers know that you can't outgive a giver. So all the people around you who are like massively successful, they got there, the true successful people, because they've been givers. So when you give and give and give and give and defer the ask, they're like, oh my gosh, you have so much stored equity. Anyway, so guess what? I totally take care of Skip.
Awesome.
I totally take care of him. I do a launch party in my sling, and his book becomes a Wall Street Journal bestseller, not because of me, but you know, because it's a great book.
But you're able to identify, you know, your superpower, you know, the value you can add to these people, and you give it without expecting anything in return. That's showing up filled up in a nutshell. There's so much value in this book. You show up filled up just by even presenting this book. But you know what? It's funny because you mentioned we're going to talk about mini books now, because this is not a full length book. You know, if you read Unhackable, this is not anywhere near the length of that. There's a lot of value jam-packed into what we're calling a mini book. Can you talk to us about a mini book? And for people watching right now who maybe never even heard of this, let alone considered writing one, why might they want to do this?
By the way, DeMarcus just won a shirt. So we're going to get the Show Up Filled Up shirt to you, my friend.
Love it.
And that's awesome. Tanisha just pinged me. I got the mini book concept from Dan Sullivan. So I'm now Dan Sullivan's publisher for his mini books, which again, I was the client, but by following this concept, I became the service provider, and he's an awesome, amazing guy. And I believe in his company. That's why it's easy for me to promote them everywhere. But the point is that when Dan wrote this book, I said, and he's got all these mini books, and I said, there's something there, man. There's something there about these cool books with illustrations. And I said, you know what? There's nothing wrong with a full-length book. I've written, I don't know, 8 of them. But I said, there's something there about the mini book because it's shorter, which means people are going to read it and they're not going to get stuck. And there's one main concept. Mm. And what I began to do is I began to study this genre of mini book. And then I said, you know what? Well, Dan's not a publisher. He doesn't want to be publishing these. So I said, I'm going to write my first mini book. And by the way, I got to give a big shout out. I put him right there. Leah Sherman, illustrator. Tina Morlock, developmental editor. Please tag these people, Tanisha. Project manager, Natalie Hansen. Amazing. And cover design, love it, Debbie O'Byrne. So
many compliments about the cover. I know a lot of people have seen the cover and are excited about it. I know Debbie does great work.
Yes. Yes.
With that, a lot of people, big fans of that cover.
Yes. Oh yeah. And I mean, the illustrations is fantastic.
And good team.
Yeah. So I said, I'm going to do my first mini book. And
there's Natalie.
Natalie. Totally amazing. We've had so many good chats with this process. So anyway, I wrote the mini book, fastest book I've ever written. Okay. Probably because some of you folks, you have a book up here, you know, you do, you could just sit down and just crush that thing.
How long do you think it took you?
I outlined it in 8 hours, and then I hopped on my Peloton and spoke it.
Excellent. Abracadabra.
In about 4 hours. The whole book took me about 12 hours. And now it went through edits. Sure. It went
through. But the content was
yes.
put into place in about 12 hours.
Here's what's nutty, Mike. We now have a secret formula on how to write mini books. It's a template. You've seen it. And it's structured in a certain way where you have a certain amount of chapters, you have a certain amount of illustrations, you have a certain amount of subheadings, you have a certain introduction, a certain conclusion, a certain call to action. We now have this as a bulletproof framework, and you're seeing the success on this launch party. I mean, everybody's, you know, amazing here. Here's what we decided to do. Everyone who comes to the Igniting Souls conference, VIP ticket, they're going to get a bonus half day workshop with me where I teach them how to do mini books for the rest of their lives. So they'll get access to the template, and I want to hear all the VIPers. Just type in VIP.
Yeah. So if you get your VIP, let's repeat that. Let's see. Oh, if you get your VIP ticket to ISC this year, you yeah. not only get all the perks of being a VIP at ISC at the Igniting Souls Conference, but you also get this bonus mini book training.
It's a mini book workshop. We haven't even told people the big bonus yet. You know it's coming, but we're going to leak that out June 29th or 23rd. Right. But yeah, so everyone who gets a VIP ticket,
oh, look at all these VIPs.
Oh, yeah. They come. Yeah. So, you know, all these people are going to get the exact training on how to do these for the rest of their life, which is fantastic. You get them out 4 times faster. So, again, I'm not against Unhackable. It's great. This thing took me 2 years. This thing took me 4 years. And it's not just because it's thicker, but like all the research, I didn't know this process. Okay. Anyway, so yeah, the mini book, I'm totally sold on it. I'm not going to only do mini books, but this thing's going to get out there, and I could put out 4 of these a year and ignite more souls. That's why I'm doing it. But let's talk about the, I got to show people the one day.
We're having a 1 day workshop where you are going to coach people in the content of Show Up Filled Up. Like, this has been great. We've talked for a little less than an hour today about some of that that content, but we get to dive in deeper at this Show Up Filled Up 1 day workshop. Let's spend the last few minutes here we have together getting excited about this.
Here's what I said. I said, you know what? My private firing mastermind's coming to town on July.
So July 8 and 9.
Yeah, yeah. So Karma says I can't make conference. John Gigante, we got to talk, my friend. Yeah, you got mini books in you. Karma says I can't do ISC. Well, do the 1 day workshop.
There you go.
Because here's what it is. You go to showupfilledup.com. But Mike, here's, you know, the mastermind's coming to town. The mastermind's not cheap. You know, these people are all in. They're experiencing incredible results. But I said, you know what? They're already going to be in town on July 8th and 9th. What if I do the 10th and I open it up for anyone on planet Earth and they can come in person to Columbus, Ohio, or they can come online anywhere. And here's what the whole 1 day workshop is for. It's for people who want to learn the secret from me live and then leverage the secret. What is the secret? Showing up filled up. How to get, I mean, you know, Mike, I got, I didn't even get into, you know, Tom Ryan, NCAA Division I head coach, or the warden from Shawshank. This is how, I mean, everything that I've done in my life has been built in terms of partnerships around this concept. Saturday, July 10th, 8:30 to 4:30, Columbus, Ohio, or online. I'm going to literally teach you how to do what many people call luck and good fortune, but how to generate it on a daily basis, how to establish instant credibility and influence with anyone, anywhere. I'm talking about the airport. I'm talking about Uber. I'm talking about the restaurant. I mean, people upgrade me like unbelievable, all kinds of things, because I show up filled up and I know the secret.
Those are all situations where you go into it being like, I need something from these people. And we're talking about this mentality shift of, oh, what do they need? What can I do for them?
Yeah. I mean, even yesterday, I'm emailing somebody. In the bottom of the email, they say, there's a survey at the end. I say, Christine, I'm on it. And then I fill out the survey and I report back to her and I say, here's the answers, Christine. And she's like, oh my gosh, you made my day. And that's where most people stop. Not me. I say, hey, Christine, you sound like you're a super cool person. Here's a code to my unhackable ebook and audiobook. Let me know your thoughts. I want you to be blessed with this book. Oh my gosh. Like, people don't think that the person on the other end of the email even has dreams, desires, passions, goals. You've heard me at the Smoothie King line with Keaton,
every day,
Hey,
Keaton, how are you, man? Good to see you again.
Yeah. Keaton. Like, and it's not just, hey man, hey man, what do you want to do with your life? I literally am looking for people to hire, people who look out, people who seem to be outliers. There's this one guy at Smoothie King. This is the weirdest illustration, but hang with me.
Here we go.
He doesn't just hand me it. Like, here's your smoothie. I'm telling you, the guy does something weird where he's like, here you are. And like, just the little thing like that. What does that mean? Presentation. So, why be normal? Why be average? Why not be the outlier? Why not be the person who's getting, like, there's so much ability. You can get promoted in seconds just by knowing some of these steps. And people want to promote people that add value. So back to this point, it's not free. I mean, it's an investment of time and money. But you will walk away for the rest of your life with, check this out, like, what did it help me do? Mike, I'm in this room right here. Do you see this room?
Yes.
This room is the Shawshank Redemption guard room. Why am I here? Because I learned how to show up filled up, and now I can go anytime I want and run events here because I've said, you know what? Rita and Dan and Paul, like, they all need something and I want to hook them up. And so I come in and teach their board vision and all kinds of stuff. Anyway, NCAA champions, Olympic champions, seven-figure empire, global leaders, B1G1, humanity. This is the secret sauce. This is what I get asked about. People don't know how to ask me, but this is what I get asked about more than anything else. Is like, how do you partner with people? How do you get people to believe in you? How do you get people to, move all kinds of things and change rules just for you? Okay. All right. Anyway, you can see, like, this is legit. We're going to have an absolute blast. And here's what you're going to do. You will identify the potential partners you need to achieve your biggest dreams. You will learn the 8-step process to get them to help you. And you'll be able to leverage this secret for the rest of your life. And so we have a guidebook. It's me all day, okay, in a small group setting. And I'm pouring into you. And this isn't theory. This is like, hey, Pat, who's your partner? Well, I don't know. Well, let's determine who it is. And let's find out who it is. Is it Dr. Oz? If it's Dr. Oz, let's figure out how to add value and how to get hit, how to get noticed and how to get on his radar. You know, we're doing this with Chrissy right now with the cleft palate thing, and she's blowing up her partnerships. So yeah,
she's in great shape.
She is. So I just want to encourage people, like, we're going to not have enough room because no one's teaching this. I mean, you tell me someone who's teaching this stuff.
No, I've not heard it.
No one's teaching you how to partner with influencers.
This room is going to get filled up. Fortunately, if you can't make it in person, I know Cindy says she can't make it. She can't be in Columbus in July, but she will be online. That's going to be great. So July 10th, it's going to be a one-day workshop, though. Yeah. Show up, build up one-day workshop. You can attend in person. If you can make it to Columbus, it's going to be great. You'll get all that information when you sign up. If you can't be there in person, then we have amazing technology. We've used it before in other workshops that you feel like you're right in the room. We've got a camera that sees everybody, and you're dropped right in the middle of the workshop. It's a fantastic experience, even virtually. So the July 10th, the show filled up one-day workshop. Also, if you have not yet upgraded your Igniting Souls conference ticket to VIP, you can do that, and you will receive the mini book training that you'll get to have for the rest of your life. So many good opportunities here from this.
Listen, you did an amazing job. And last thing I'll say is a shout out to Mike. Mike, you've been an assistant over the last year who's just added tons of value to my life. And every day I chat with you. Every day you kind of say, hey, here's what your day looks like, and here's what, you know, you should be aware of. And you always got my back. And Mike, do you have your book around? Cause I want to show up filled up on my launch.
Oh boy, you know what? You taught me to always have my book around. So it's always within reach.
So look, so folks, here it is. This book is unbelievable. I'm going to bring you up close. So thrown off scripts. I know John Gigante has read it.
Yeah, John, super appreciative of John's support.
Yeah. Oh yeah. But I read that book, and you know this quick story. I read that book when someone had failed me on a really important thing, and I was like, I my flesh was like, I was ticked, and I just shut my mouth because I just knew I couldn't even say anything. And then the next day I'm in the workout room listening to your audio book, which by the way is amazing. The audio version. I'm going to tell you guys, get the audio version. And it just showed me that, do you have that? Can you read that C.S. Lewis quote? I know it might be tough to find it.
No, I got it.
This is gold, folks.
Yeah, let's take a quick look at this. This is great.
This is
all right. So we're talking about when plans change, when interruptions pop up. C.S. Lewis says, the great thing, if one can, is to stop regarding all the unpleasant things as interruptions of one's own or one's real life. The truth is, of course, that what one calls interruptions are precisely one's real life, the life God's sending one day by day. And what one calls real life is a phantom of one's imagination. And I think this is where we have such a great blend of, if we're talking about that quote from C.S. Lewis and the idea of being thrown off script and showing up filled up, is that your life is going to be full of interruptions. Your life is the interruptions. It is people coming up saying, hey, I need something from you. And so when you adopt this mentality of, all right, I see these interruptions as opportunities to what? To complain, to show up filled up. Then you make the most of all of these opportunities. You add value, and God keeps giving you more and more opportunities to do that. What a great tie-in there at the end.
It's true. So folks, listen, if you like these global live stream parties, I mean, I purposely invited Mike because he's top. He's the best. But we now offer these as part of Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, where we can take care of your entire launch party just like Mike did. So Tanisha, if you can drop in that link, that would be great. And listen, folks, I had an absolute blast. And at the very end of the book, Mike, let's close with this. What do I say at the very end? I say on the last page, share the secret. So I want to ignite souls, 100 million by 2030. So share the secret with other people. And thanks for being here, Mike.
Awesome. Congratulations on the release of the new book. Thank you. We've got awesome tribe support. I've been dropping links that if you need to go back and find something, they're all right there. We appreciate everyone there. Fantastic. All right. Well, have a great rest of the day. Keep showing up, filled up.
See you, everybody. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.